Now, you have here the judgment that's coming. Verse 1, the burden of Moab, because in the night, Ar of Moab is laid waste, brought to silence, because in the night, Ker of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence. Now, silently, and in the night, why, Assyria came down, and Assyria destroyed this nation, and in a way that is unbelievable and almost unspeakable. They seem to wipe them off the face of the earth. And you have here in verse 2, certain places mentioned, and I don't think we're acquainted with but one of them. It says he's gone up to Bajith. You see, he's slipping in during the night. And that means house. And apparently this was the temple of Chemosh that was in that land. And then Moab shall howl over Nebo. Well, that's Mount Nebo where Moses came. And over Medeba. And these are cities in that land. And we are told here that this was the way that they were to be destroyed. They were ones who professed to know God and yet spent their time in a heathen temple and a pagan god and said they were worshiping the living and true God. Now we're told in verse 3, in their streets they shall gird themselves with sackcloth on the tops of their houses, and in their streets everyone shall howl, weeping abundantly. I know that when I was in Ammon, the capital, I never had such a funny feeling, because it's a weird sort of a place. It's a very poor land, and yet was in that day a very rich land. But today, you feel like the judgment of God is still upon it. And the judgment was so serious that even Isaiah was moved. In verse 5, he says, "My heart shall cry out for Moab. His fugitives shall flee unto Zoar, and Heifer 3 years old." And he goes on, "They shall raise up a cry of destruction." You see, the heart of the prophet went out in sympathy because of the terror that's come upon them. And in spite of people's sin today, God still loves them, and he will extend mercy if they would but just turn to him. And you have here that follows the detailed description of this. And this is the judgment that did come upon them. It's been literally fulfilled.